Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Look, I mean, we kept it real about Trey. I've said for 4 years this team has done nothing to build around Trey and to help him. That's not dogging out Trey. I mean, as we said, you know, Trey has a tremendous skill set. They never maximized it, you know. And then sometimes some of the things he does, it becomes a liability in the half court. Sorry if that triggers you. But that and we were having fun. Some of it was tongue-in-cheek. But then here's how Luka handled the situation that literally dropped on him like that. Mm-hmm. And Trey had 2 weeks to come up with this. And he makes it all about himself. Yep. And yeah, look, the Hawks did screw him up seven ways to Sunday with this deal. But still, just have a little class with it. A little class. Thank the fans. Thank the people like you who support Trey no matter what he says or what he does.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm mixed. I really am. Yes, as much as we have criticized him because we expect our star to be great and we expect him to be accountable. Mike and I have been talking about accountability with the Falcons. That doesn't disclude or not include any of our other teams. All of our professional teams have to be accountable. Hell, our college teams have to be accountable. This is why we want to. Guys, I want to win everything. I want to be the city that everybody is like, damn, Atlanta's winning everything. Not just baseball, not just every now and then, Mike, an MLS title. I want anyone to win it all. And when you talk about the Hawks, who've not won anything, okay, it is about the star and how he leads. And so for all the things that you're saying, you're right. But you're also wrong because in the same sentence, Mike, you could say the criticism that Trey has received is partly due to the way that letter was written. The way that he decides to say, hey, I'm out and I appreciate y'all. Not really. I'm not going to say that. And I'm not going to say thank you. But, you know, let me tell you on my side why it wasn't my fault. It's never your fault. It never was your fault when you were here. It wasn't your fault about LP. It wasn't your fault with Nate. It wasn't your fault. You know, all these things. Guys came and go. It wasn't your fault. So that's the thing that we were looking for. And so when a coach gets fired and you're the star and you don't show up, or you don't show up for games, is the conversation we had with our buddy Zach Klein yesterday. And I know people forget, but these are incidents that happened. And then, you know, you either cover it up or you try to say, oh, well, you don't know what you're talking about because you're not inside. Well, you know what? There's leadership. And that's the part that Mike and I were most critical about when it came to Trae Young. Right. It was never about his play. Dude can ball. It was always about the leadership and the things that he should have been doing to try to improve this franchise in other ways. And he didn't.
Right. So that's where we're at. And we've talked about it at length, guys. I mean, the things that, you know, don't matter to you maybe matter to us. I don't know. It's like there's also, you know, there's people out there that they will always and forever feel that if they identify with the athlete, that he is beyond reproach. And that's fine.
I hate to quote Patrick Beverly. Yeah. What's he won?
Well, that's it. That's the question. You know, I don't understand it. You know, I mean, we talk about sports and we talk about the players for a living. You know, I would love to have had a chance to talk to Trey. And, you know, years ago when it was really him and DeJounte was a disaster. And then Trey one night basically let him bring up the ball. And I said, hey, more of that. That's great. That's when he said, you don't work for me. I don't work for you, ho. I'm like, okay, I've reached out. You and I were talking to his dad, you know, offline, and would love to have had Trey come on the show. Talked to Trey once in my life, the day he got drafted, you know, that weekend. You know, the NBA does a terrible job locally, and it just is what it is. We don't get the access to the players. The NFL, you've heard us talk to Bijan, what, 10 times in the last 3 years or more? I mean, we just don't get to know these guys, and some of that helps. And maybe I would feel, maybe I'd be more in Trey's corner if I get a chance to break bread or talk a little bit about him, you know, with him, and let me know what's going on. Because if he came in here, I would have said, hey, DeJounte Murray, that made no sense. But hey, you also did sign up for it. So, you know, you're kind of, you can't play both sides of it. If you're willing to play in that offense and then you don't do what Nate's asking you to do, you can't then complain because you signed off on that offense, as ill-advised as the moves were by Locks, in my mind. But we never got a chance to have that rap with him, you know? We can talk about, we can ask, you know, we've talked all this time, right, with Kyle Pitts. We say, Kyle, are you a quiet quitter? We have these questions and answers with him about his motivation. Does he want to stay here? The NFL just does a better job than the NBA does, in my mind, in that department.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I don't know if it's the NBA. I think, you know, that there are certain stars who feel like they've done more than you know, they've actually done. And so, you know, you start to pick and choose when you want to talk and who you want to talk to instead of giving access. Either way, and by the way, I do blame teams for this because it didn't used to be this way. And I've covered the NBA for a long time, guys. It didn't used to be this way. Star access, even when Mike was in the league, okay, and I'm a young buck, star access, you had availability. These dudes spoke. They talked. But now, as we've gotten into this age of load management and, oh, I don't have to be at the games and I don't have to – it's been cut down and teams have kind of agreed with it. Well, you know, we don't have – we're not going to make them available. But let me say this. The problem was, Mike, as you talk about DeJounte and access and all this stuff. Look, Trey and DeJounte weren't boys. I'm telling you, okay? I'm telling you, they weren't. Forget the fact that DeJounte gets hurt and Trey sends a nice tweet. That's all nice. They didn't hang out. They didn't eat dinners together. They didn't watch film. And my point is, Mike, these teams that are close, like what you saw with Golden State during their heyday with Draymond, who can be a jerk, and you know, Steph and Clay, those dudes got along. They were tight. And when you talk about the teams right now, OKC, Mike, that's a tight group.
Right.
They hang out. They do dinners. There's something to be said about that. And it starts with your leaders. So it gets back to my initial point about what Trey is and what he isn't. Great player. But if you're just tuning in and you're going, damn, why y'all going in? Because this letter was crap. It just was.
Yeah, we're just talking about open letter. And look, I get it. We've covered it. We've said it. I'm with it. I agree with 75% of what he was talking about. But just at some point, you've got people that yell at us every day for being too critical about your game, and you forgot to thank them. Those people that buy the jersey, you know, those guys that are dying to get that autograph, you know, as you're coming onto the floor. Where's the thank you for that? That's all we're saying. And Luka, who gets dumped in the middle of the night, goes and effusively thanks everybody in Texas.
He does.
So just one way of doing it. Look, if that means nothing to you, that's fine. We're just talking about some things that irk us, and maybe they don't irk you. I'll tell you what doesn't irk me. Hearing from Day-Day. It's time for our man, the brains of the operation, Damian Day-Day Lewis. What you got?
Real quick, I got a couple of shout-outs.
Did you take an L last night? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I took an L last night.
You know what I didn't take last night?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't take an L.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, you stayed in the NFL, didn't you?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that's right. You did take that one. Okay.
Look, you better write this stuff down.
I got it. All right, real quick, I got a shout-out.
You have Miami last night?
No. Well, I took the under.
And I had Miami.
Yeah, well, I was looking good until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, last 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden, it was like, dial the score.
Once Miami scored with 5 minutes to go, I was like, oh, this ain't going to go well. Real quick, couple of shout-outs. One to this kid, ninth grader. He almost didn't get this shout-out when he told me his name. I was like, that's not really your name, is it? I was hanging out at Westminster last night for their boys' varsity basketball game. Good matchup between them and Dunwoody. And this kid walks up. He goes, you the guy from 92.9 a game? I was like, yeah. He was like, man, I listen to you guys all the time, man. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's your name? John Michaels. I was like, stop playing with
his
me.
His son?
I told him I'd give him a shout out. So I know he's in class right now.
He might be out now. He's got some game.
I've seen the videos.
No, but this ain't his son.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, is it a different John Michaels?
Yes.
My bad.
That's why I said I almost didn't give him the shout out.
My bad.
Anyway, but I do want to give him a shout out. So, and then my neighbor James, he says he listens to the show all the time, which I knew he did, but he ribbed me this morning today. He was like, "Yeah, you took that L last night, didn't you? Didn't you take that under?" And then also Mr. Kenny, the AD for the Marietta High School, going over there tomorrow to check out their girls' basketball team. Guys, we learned yesterday that the Braves, along with 8 other MLB teams, have canceled their contracts, terminated their contracts with FanDuel. So I immediately was thinking, like, how can we see our Braves? You know, what would be the best solution for us? I don't care about the other 8 teams.
Right.
I'm only caring about us. What do you guys think about Gray Television, local network here?
They got the
they're not just local.
They got money. They got the money to buy.
What do you think about them coming in and saving Braves country, man?
Got to make sense financially, though.
Yeah. I know, but we need an
answer. Yes, we do.
This ain't good. Like, we're literally, 2 months away from the guys reporting to
Well, I mean, the Braves are always complaining
less
about
than
how
that.
But here's the thing. The Braves are always complaining about how bad their media deal is. And just bear with me on this for a second. Just start your own app, and you have your own Braves app. Do the stream thing. Everyone's got a smart TV. Mm-hmm. Come up with a price point, and if you want to do it by divide the season, Carl, into quarters or fifths or however you want to do it.
Sure,
you know. But I mean, if you're the Braves, now you control it. You control the broadcast, the whole shebang. You do that kind of anyway with FanDuel. You approve of the announcers, and you do it that way. That's not going to make a lot of people happy who don't have the Wi-Fi or everything like me. And the streaming takes forever, but I don't know how else you're gonna cobble together a TV deal here in the short time, other than somebody like a Gray coming together and putting a deal.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if they can or if they will. To Mike's point, if they've got the resources to do it,
this is gonna cost some money on their part.
Correct.
But they would recoup it. By the way, what is your? Let me ask you this, both guys, and Orange jump on this too. What would be your price point, your pain threshold to have Braves television in your home? What is the number? Is it, if I said,
how much a month?
$49 for the year. $69 for the year? $99 for the year?
$49 for the year is not bad when you talk about the amount of games that you're getting with Braves.
Yeah. That's true.
But I'm being generous. They might not even be that low. But, I mean, the only thing I pay for out of pocket right now, I pay for center ice because I watch the Rangers and hockey. Mm-hmm. But would you be willing to pay like $159 to watch the Braves?
No, I'm definitely not paying that much.
I'm fortunate because I got T-Mobile, and they do that deal with T-Mobile where you get free MLB TV.
But what about the people who don't have T-Mobile? Don't,
exactly.
That's all about what we're talking about. All about you.
Sorry.
So you're saying you get to stream the games free?
Yeah, I can stream them free. Well, okay. I got to get something else that lets my phone think that I'm in another country.
Okay, you know what? Let's not do anything, give people illegal access to anything, okay?
Not illegal. It's out there.
But, Mike, my price point, $100. Really? For the season.
For the season?
For the season. Is that too much?
No, because you're talking about some change per game, right? 80 cents per game?
What is 162 games? Yeah. You're not watching all 162.
Right, exactly.
So
West Coast ones get kind of
But
late.
it's the ability to do so when you want to.
True.
That's what we're looking for here.
True. Yeah, man, that's a good question, Mike. Why? What's your price point, by the way?
Well, I don't have any kids, so no. But I'm serious.
$250.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
No, no,
$59.99.
Yeah, I like that. Introductory rate.
All right, real quick. Early.
Cancel anytime.
Cancel anytime.
Just, yeah, pay no, by month. Right. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just saying, this is where we're going. But for instance, I love Formula One.
Right.
You get the entire Sky Sports feed on ESPN without commercial interruption. That goes to Apple next
year. It's gone. It's gone.
And that sucks. Right. MLS has, I know they can tell you they made a fortune of money for the owners. Have they grown the sport in North America with that deal? Are more fans familiar with MLS or less now? Thanks to Apple.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.